Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I challenge any listener to have a weirder response to the question we're about to ask than Breezy. I don't know. I guess it is possible, but I think it's going to be difficult. It's Team PXY, 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. And of course, we know the importance of wearing our mask and all of that, and how, it'll help us flatten the curve. Got to wear your mask. It's a point of contention for some people. But I think this is a brilliant idea. This is actually Hormel. Oh, yeah. Can't you just smell it right now?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was like a bean. So.
No. It's bacon sizzling.
Okay. Sure. Can hear it now.
Just hearing this, can you smell the bacon?
I sure can.
So Hormel is giving away bacon-scented masks. And
wait, they're giving these away. They're not selling them. They're right. Giving them away.
It's a promotion that they're
okay.
Doing. Breathablebacon.com. You have until the 28th if you would like to try to win your breathable bacon mask. But this is genius, Breeze, and I think this really could help us out as a society. Because, look, even if you are the most diligent person on the planet when it comes to wearing your mask, I don't think anyone likes it.
No.
I mean, just the simple fact that a lot of us have been introduced to what our breath really smells like, I think just...
That's horrifying enough.
Yeah, seriously. Just to combat that, I think this is a genius idea. Scented masks. Why is this not more of a thing?
I don't know, because it would give you an incentive to wear it, right?
Yes, totally.
It would give you a reason to be like, oh, I can't wait to put this bad boy on and just sniff my favorite sniff.
Yes. Now, hold on, because I've already seen some of the comments. People are saying we should put this essential oil on it or that essential oil. That's not really what I'm talking about here. That's not really what we're looking for. Not necessarily.
That's like a make-your-own scented mask. You know what I mean?
No, no, no. I'm saying like just a couple of the ones I wish were there. Gasoline. Scented masks.
Like you personally would like that?
Yes, the smell of gasoline. I do love it. I'm not the only one, by the way. A lot of people like that smell.
I dabbled.
Yeah,
I dabbled in it. I dabbled in a gasoline scent addiction at one point in my life. Yes.
Ironically, the fire smell, like bonfire smell. Don't combine those with the gasoline smell. That might be dangerous. But
you might spontaneously combust.
A bonfire smelling mask. I'm in. Sharpie marker smelling mask. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
You can jump in at 585-222-9800 if you want to call or text into the show, up on social as well, at 98PXY Rochester. Breeze.
Those are yours.
Yeah, those are like some of my three there. But yours, your number one is...
I have one.
Straight up weird.
And I do have a couple others, but I think that this one is so out there that I think we just need to focus in on this one right here.
Okay.
And I am not the only one... who feels this way, just like you're not the only one who likes the smell of gasoline.
I think there's less people that like your smell than like my smell.
That may be true, but I know one of these people personally.
Yeah.
It's my brother. Spoiler alert. When my brother and I were growing up, we loved, still to this day do, the smell of musty basement.
Really? This is so strange.
That is so weird to say out loud.
Yeah. What about it exactly?
I don't know. Like, there was just something about it. Like, the moisture in the air. Definitely sick if you breathe it in for like very long. This may or may not be a health risk here if I put this in a mask.
Yes.
But
do you know why it smells that way? I looked into this because I was so...
You did.
Rattled by the fact that musty basement is what you would pick. Of all the smells in the world, musty basement is the one you're going with, right? Yeah.
I like it. I don't know why.
So basements are the perfect breeding ground for mold or mildew problems. And that is what creates the musty smell, which, by the way.
Yeah, I just want the musty smell. Hold the black mold. Hold the black mold.
So just how this happens. So moisture accumulates in the basement when there's an avenue for it to enter. And this happens when there's like cracks and gaps in the walls of the floor. Malfunctioning floor drains, malfunctioning appliances and fixtures. When I Googled musty basement smell, there was like 9,000 articles about how to try to get rid of it or how bad it is.
Give it to me, baby, all of it.
You know, I did not run across any that were like, you know what's an underrated smell? Musty basement. Not anyone. So, you know, you're not alone. You're right, because your brother also is strange.
So weird.
But this is one of the weirder ones I've heard of.
Another one, maybe my scent, my own scent, mm-hmm. obviously. Because I
have said, oh my God, listen, you teeter on narcissism a lot, but that might have just put you over the top. Own smell, you egomaniac.
No,
oh my God.
But it's only because my scent is expired. My scent is a limited time offer. We've talked about this before.
What?
I've been wearing pink, fresh, and clean okay. since I was
hang
in
on.
Sixth grade.
Hang on. I misunderstood. Let me walk back.
Oh, not like...
I thought your natural scent was what you were talking about.
No!
Let me walk my statements back a little bit. You can see why I would have reacted that way now, given the misunderstanding.
No! Oh my gosh.
The perfume scent that you love.
But that is my scent. That's how I smell to other people.
Sure.
I was literally just with my roommate on Friday, and she's like, I miss the way you smell. That fresh and clean.
Okay, all right. Weird. Weird thing to say to someone, but all right. Fair.
And then old books is one of mine, too.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that we're seeing.
Like a nice library that everyone else has touched, which probably is good during a pandemic, but...
Listen, if it's just the smell, it's fine. Let's grab this. Jennifer is on hold right now, 222-9800. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. If you could, let's say you're in charge of the new scented mask company, and they're trying to figure out what scents to put on their masks, what are you going with?
The Mr. Sketchit marker.
Okay, this is very specific.
Ooh,
very
yes,
specific.
The fruity ones, right?
Yes, the fruity ones. All of them smell good except for the licorice one.
Yes.
The grape one is my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, any of those would be awesome.
Okay.
You're teetering in between, like, you know, huffing markers isn't great for you, but also, like, you can totally get them in there. That's a good one.
For a cherry one? Heck yeah.
Good go. Jennifer, I have a question for you. Since Breezy, I mistakenly, when she said my scent, I thought her like natural scent. What do you think about, this could be a thing for couples, you know, Valentine's Day is not that far away. What about giving a mask with your scent to your significant other? Is that Is that something that you would be happy about or no?
That's awkward.
All right, big no there. So
this
is not going to be the hot ticket for.
No, I would not give it to my husband.
Yeah.
Nothing says not sexy, but a mask is not sexy.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. I mean, yeah, it depends.
He's like, honey, I got you this mask.
Listen.
It's scented like after the gym.
Matches like lingerie, then maybe.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, masks can be sexy. Depends how you use them, but okay. All right, fair. Jennifer, thanks for the call this morning. You have a wonderful day. All right, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's funny. Well, I bring that up because, have I ever told you about this? I never did at this, but there was...
Whenever you say that phrase, it scares me. It really does.
I just can't remember what I've brought up on the air before. I've been doing this for too long, so I don't remember. But
sure.
There was a story years and years ago about this was like a dating thing where you would wear your t-shirt for like 3 days and you wouldn't shower. You just wear the t-shirt and then you put it in a bag and then you would send it off to this company and they would match you with who liked this, your smell, your pheromones. Cause it's, she's giving me a look like I'm crazy.
Wait, what?
This is the thing. This is the thing. So it was, not like speed dating, but it was like a dating thing where you'd smell these shirts and you'd figure out which one you found the most appealing. And then that was the person you would go out on a date with. And the thought behind it was that it was their pheromones that you were attracted to. Thus, the theory was that you would be attracted to them in person.
Huh. Even if they didn't look the way you wanted them to?
It was all just based on the scent. I don't remember how it ended up how it ended up working out, but... is a thing. Like, there's definitely, come on. There's
it's like people that sell their dirty socks and undies online.
Yeah, like, kind of, but a little different. I mean, there are people listening who, you know, your significant other has maybe the shirt they slept in or whatever, and maybe just give it a little sniff before you throw it into the laundry. Not a thing.
Not creepy, you
know?
This, we're getting a ton of texts right now on the text line. Actually, someone backing me saying, yes, Breezy,
smell.
I love the smell of our musty basement. I enjoy going down there and get a big sniff while I'm doing my laundry.
Wow.
We love to see that.
Not too much. It's mold. I don't know if that's good for your health. You want to be careful.
Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. This one, the handle of a Craftsman screwdriver.
All right. I don't think we've got a more specific one than that.
This is turning into like a My Strange Addiction
type of
thing.
Not only is it a screwdriver. No. It's the handles of the Craftsman screwdrivers.
Yeah,
other brands. Those are trash.
And then I thought those were just plastic. Maybe they're talking about the rubbery ones.
New car smell,
obviously.
Let me
bring that one home.
A few other here. Blown out match. That's kind of similar to the one that I brought up, like the bonfire smell.
Your wife, I feel as if... she paints her nails every hour on the hour.
She does.
So I feel like nail polish would be good for her.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if she likes it. I mean, it seems like she likes it because she's always painting her nails. You can smell her coming from a mile away.
Wow. Okay.
Truly.
What a compliment. If you're listening right now, honey, sorry. Okay. This one might be weirder than yours. This text coming through at 585-222-9800. Again, if you want to share what you wish there was a scented mask of, shoe stores.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that weirder or less weird than Breezy's
musty basement?
It depends
on the shoe. It depends on the shoe because sneakers, I can definitely see, like, you know, huffing some good sneaks because those are some good stuff. But if it's like Birkenstocks, no. I don't like huffing leather.
It's probably more like the leather smell, right? The leather or like the rubber or whatever
Ew,
smell.
This text, Play-Doh?
Oh, I do. No, I do love the smell of Play-Doh. It's true.
Really?
Throwing back to my childhood.
Don't
absolutely.
Eat it.
It's salty.
It is very salty.
Allison from Whaling Down with us this morning. Allison, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. All right. So
do you want to jump in on this bizarre conversation that we're having right now?
So if you were tapped as the lead for creating these scented masks, and they said, okay, the very first one, we got to lead with our best. What are you going with?
I mean, I would understand the Play-Doh smell. It's kind of sweet, satisfactory in a way.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
It's plasticky
I actually have... I teach preschool, and I actually have a kid that decided to eat some the other day.
It's salt. Yeah, we covered it. It's salty.
Listen.
We've all been there. All right. We've all been there. It's fine.
Even if you just, like, stick your tongue on it, you're like,
just
whoa.
Don't make a habit of it. Curiosity.
I don't know. I guess me, personally, either something very fall, like cinnamony, appley.
Yeah.
Or, like, freshly mown grass.
Oh, there
we
go.
Yeah, we just got that one, too.
Okay.
We just got that one.
How about this text? This one's pretty good. Yeah, I love it because they're prefacing it by saying it's going to sound super creepy. I'll push back on this and say absolutely not. They say newborn baby smell.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're just clean.
Newborn baby smell is the best. I don't know. Why is that creepy? Allison, do you think that's creepy?
If they mean, like, you know, the Johnson & Johnson, like, baby shampoo.
No.
No,
like,
they mean,
newborn.
Like, the
scent.
There's a smell. Do you have children?
I have four younger siblings.
Okay, so younger sibling, so you probably smelled it. I mean, I guess it's creepy if you're like, oh, it smells so good, I just want to eat it. Like, yeah, then creepy, but no.
People say that for kids all the time. They're like, oh, I just want to eat your face. It's like, oh, okay, well, thanks, Aunt Sally. You're a little...
Wow.
Okay. Ew. I'm sorry. This one. I cannot... Puppy breath.
Oh, gross. Yeah, no.
What? I hate puppy breath.
Dog's breath stink. It's
gross. Oh, God.
But puppy breath specifically is
Allison's
like...
Allison's out.
She's like, I gotta go. Allison's
no, connection. No.
Thanks for the phone call this morning.
I knew someone was going to bring that up.
Great day.
Hey, you too. Appreciate you calling on the show. Only thing worse than puppy breath is old dog breath.
Ugh. One foot in the grave, other way out. It's not good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.